Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
So, welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. So, I'd like to welcome our guest today, Rory Maxwell from Halfspace, which has just been brought into the Priority One stables. Welcome, Rory. How's things with you?
Afternoon, Kevin. Yeah, thank you very much for having me. All well, thank you.
Good, good, good. So tell us, first of all, before we talk about the announcement today, tell us about Halfspace. What are they? What do they do? How long have you been operating? I mean, we saw the revenues, I think, in the takeover stuff, which was, I think, £950,000 in revenue and some EBITDA. But give us your overview of what the company does and the position that we're in now.
Sure, I'll do that. Thanks, Kevin. So Halfspace, in short, is a data technology and marketing solutions group, focused specifically really on the sport and entertainment sector. Myself, Sanjit and Steve founded the company back in March 2018, so we're a little over 7 years old, and we are sector specialists. Our backgrounds, which vary, but cross over with the sports space and the entertainment industries from relatively different backgrounds, meant that we felt that there was a real opportunity to help clients in that sector with their data management solutions from a technology perspective, the implementation of technology, but also how they use that data to drive growth in their businesses. And by growth, we mean customer acquisition. We mean a better understanding of your audiences so that you can sell those audiences to sponsors, to media partners, to increase your ticket sales and your retail sales, etc. So that's really what the business does. We deploy technology for the clients we work with to help them scale the level of data that they are capturing on their audiences, and then use that data to drive revenues and drive growth for those clients. And those clients typically include businesses such as national governing bodies of sports, franchises, which we would mean football clubs, rugby clubs, international federations. We've also done a lot of work in the media sector with digital publishers, content owners, and digital first businesses like fitness apps and such like as well. So effectively, any business that is using its audience to drive revenues, monetizing a scalable audience base, is relevant to the type of services that we offer. And that is, as I said, is principally focused around helping them improve the quality of the data that they're capturing on those audiences and how they use that data. And that's what Halfspace does.
Very good. So how does Priority AI and Halfspace come together to offer a better overall offering?
So I think we're really excited by the marriage with Priority. It offers a huge scope for aggressive growth for kind of both businesses, really. Obviously, Priority's background has been focusing on delivering platform-based AI solutions to the SME, sports, small, medium-sized enterprise sector, which is a big sector in the UK alone. To be honest, most sports organisations fall into that kind of category as well. So we bring, given the history of the Halfspace operations over the last 7 years, we bring a new vertical into the Priority stable for which their products are very relevant, as I've just outlined. And in addition, on the other side, Halfspace has got immense experience on providing broader data consultancy and technology solutions to the kind of clients we work with, and really helping those clients understand operationally how the pipes and plumbing work to create a really sophisticated data strategy, and one that therefore provides clients with the type of data that they can use in their marketing and commercial operations. So there's a really natural fit here for the two companies, because the types of SMEs that Priority are working with and selling in their AI solutions, I think, will very likely need the broader expertise and the consultancy and technology capabilities of Halfspace to help those businesses grow. And conversely, on the other side, we're working across a sector that we know extremely well, in which AI and the use of AI to provide operational efficiencies has really significant potential. And I think there's not many, in a way, better applications of AI than the ability of that technology to integrate large data sets and automate the analytics and insights that you can drive from those data sets. And that has been, again, what Halfspace has been doing in the sports space for the last 7 years. So we see a really significant opportunity to take that AI capability into the sports sector.
So Rory, give us an example. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, it's, you know, my heart's desire and Liverpool Football Club sign you up, okay, as a client. How are you going to financially help them? Obviously, they're going to pay for your services, but how is you and Priority AI going to effectively make things easier for them?
Yeah, sure. So Liverpool, one example, and in the past, historically, we've worked with Aston Villa Football Club and Brentford Football Club and others as well. So I can take any one of those football clubs as a good example. We've been working with them since last summer, and for Villa, and really our focus there has been on helping them use their data to drive revenue growth in specifically in categories of ticket sales, hospitality and retail sales. So what that meant for Villa and for other clubs, that the likes of which you've mentioned, we deploy technology in the back end of the owned data platforms of those clients. And that technology allows us to basically collect digital IDs on all audiences and all users that engage with that football club. And then we use that data and we provide technology that allows for what's called ID matching, so that we can look at where these IDs have appeared around the web and provide some profiling and some insights on that audience. And then we use those data sets and those IDs to sell the inventory of those football clubs back to customer segments and high value customers that have a high propensity, for example, to buy those products. So our data can help the clubs understand who they should be targeting and provide also a really efficient mechanism to ensure that they are targeting the right kind of high value audiences, because we're collecting the data to prove that that's a high value customer. And we can physically use those data sets and export those into paid media and marketing activities, so that that improves the relevance of the targeting that the clubs are undertaking, and therefore improves their ability to drive sales in, for example, hospitality, ticket sales and retail sales across their merchandise, thereby improving the efficiency of the operation. It lowers their customer acquisition costs and increases the value and the revenue that they are achieving from that activity. So that's kind of one example. And then obviously that's a practical activation, if you like, of the data that we're capturing and aligning and driving that into direct marketing activities. But in addition to that, the level of insight and data capture that we are achieving for those clubs in the work that we're doing in the operations of our technology in the background, gives them a much broader data set that they can also use to improve the proposition that they are providing to sponsors, for example, so that sponsorship opportunities become more relevantly positioned based on the audience intelligence that they've got. They can ensure that their partnerships are more relevant to the brands that they are working with. But they can also make that data on their audiences directly available to those brands and those advertisers, so that those brands and advertisers can use the assets that they're buying as part of the sponsorship to improve a better ROI on their sponsorship and improve the activation capabilities. So effectively, they're making their proposition far more audience focused to sponsors as well, which equally is a big revenue driving operator for most of the clients that we kind of work with.
Sounds interesting.
So that's kind of one example of,
you're segmenting their client base, if you like, in a way that will allow them to market in the right way to those clients. But coming back to the announcement that we heard this morning, which, you know, is £100,000 for the first quarter And then I presume if the contract carries on, that's going to be a similar amount ongoing. So it's potentially €400,000 a year with a European franchise. Is that the type of thing that you're going to be doing for this franchise?
It's a similar kind of project with this particular organization to the one that I have outlined. We are looking at helping them grow their audiences and improve the commercial opportunity that they get from those audiences and the information that we can provide around those audiences. Obviously, this relates to a sort of a fixed marketing program that takes place over the next quarter. As you will understand from many organizations, those marketing programs will vary from quarter to quarter. So what we've just announced for the next quarter is does not set a precedent for what will come in the future, but absolutely for sure, we expect this to be a long-term project that we're undertaking in which the various marketing campaigns that we are helping to activate will ebb and flow as their to reflect their seasonality and reflect their levels of interest. And for sure, on a first quarter basis, it represents a really significant opportunity as we continue to work with them. They cover many markets across Europe. It's a big sport and therefore a big opportunity for Priority at Halfspace moving forward. So yeah, it's a really encouraging start to the relationship.
So this is an organization itself. I know you can't name it. Does that mean the sports teams involved could also use your facilities as well as the organization itself?
Yes, 100%. In the fullness of time, then that will absolutely be an objective here. And the kind of clubs involved with this organization, they will benefit from the kind of data that's being collected centrally on the fan bases that engage with this sport. And that will trickle down and that will be of benefit to all the clubs as well as the organization that operates the sport centrally. And then even indeed individually, if you like, there are economies of scale here in which the clubs can also benefit from the fact that such technology is available, and if they are also deploying it across their own channels, then clearly that will help to just improve the quality of the data that is being collected across the entirety of the sport. And that helps everybody ensure that there's a really good commercial proposition here and a sustainable one for the future.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. So I presume you hope, anyway, that the same sort of thing happens in the Premier League with Aston Villa, and you said you'd worked with Brentford, was it, as well? So, yeah, and how do you see this proposition working sort of internationally? We've talked about Europe and the UK, but do you see that this has potential to be used in sports alike in the US?
Yes, it certainly does. And indeed, we have prior to the transaction completed, as you know, it was announced that we were working closely with Priority AI anyway over the last few months. And one of the previous announcements was that we had secured a test client in the US, Orange County Football Club, to work across Capitano, which is a joint venture, or was a joint venture and is now obviously wholly owned, but was a joint product that we created historically between Halfspace and between Priority. And the use of Capitano very much is designed for the sport and the entertainment sectors. And to illustrate your point of where growth has its opportunities, we have a pilot program with a client in the US, Orange County Football Club. And that should give us a good platform on which to build out the product with them and then look to launch into other potential sports franchises in the US as well. And indeed, that's something ongoing as well, as we're looking at how we will approach our market penetration into the US, which is obviously an enormous market. But look, certainly, in essence to your question, all of the technology that we have at our disposal and you mentioned has international application, no doubt of that. And historically, Halfspace have got a good history in working with different international clients, and we will be looking to grow internationally as well. So that's very much part of the growth strategy of the combined business moving forward.
Very good. Rory, last year you did revenues of 900 and something thousand. I don't know the exact number, but I think it's maybe 925, 945. I'm not sure of the exact number. How much do you think that this business can be scaled?
I think it can be scaled significantly. I mean, if you're just talking on the Halfspace basis, when you look at the revenues there that we did to in FY25, look, there's a huge amount of opportunity here. Firstly, I mentioned again the kind of synergy between the businesses. You know, our opportunity in deploying more automated solutions to clients with the kind of AI capabilities that the priority team have, that is going to significantly improve the margins on which the Halfspace business can operate and the volume of clients in which we can deploy as well. So for the most part, if you think of our business model as a pyramid, Halfspace is really focused on deploying technology as a consultative operation, and then engaging and activating data sets across marketing services. The area that we don't have is the ability to exploit more SaaS-related revenues as well. And that's where Priority bring us a great deal of opportunity and will really therefore scale not only the volume of clients that we can talk to, but equally the margins that we can achieve from those products. So I think there's a massive amount of scale to be driven to Halfspace. And look, predominantly over the last few years, that kind of revenue that you mentioned there on FY25 and our growth has for the most part principally been driven by the founders as the principal sales team. And clearly we see great opportunity to invest into our resources and into our product so that we can, you know, really scale those operations moving forward. So from our space perspective, we're adding a new product layer and a much more scalable product layer to what we have offered to date, and the ability to really grow internationally, which we haven't had just because of, you know, ultimately constraints of resource, just you know, sheer bandwidth. And I think that is something that's going to really open up to us now, given the relationship with Priority and obviously the platform of the capital markets to provide us with growth capital to kind of scale our operations. So I think there's significant growth here, Kevin.
Very good. So two last points. First point is, what sort of profit margin is applicable on this type of work, without divulging too much, obviously? And secondly, what sort of moat of protection do you have? So once you start dealing with somebody's data, is it their data? Is it your data? Is it the same as now, because you've got Priority AI involved, they're going to have a small language model, so therefore that will be, you know, effectively the property of Priority AI, but being leased or used by the organization?
Yeah, so I'll take that answer of your first question on kind of margins. You know, the margins are potentially really kind of attractive here, and in as much as we can give away, you know, on the consultative side, you know, we do drive a good margin on the typical kind of Halfspace services that can, you know, range across a number of different clients. But obviously in our last set of FY25, you know, numbers, you had a kind of a range there of around about a 15 to 20% net margin. Now, that was obviously consolidated across a number of different clients, and that consolidation covers sort of marketing services and the deployment of media budgets, and it covers consultative play. The margins we can drive on the consultative side are well north of that number, and then you have the sort of the marketing services play, which provides a good volume of activity and is a really necessary skill set on which, though, you know, margins at this particular point from a Halfspace perspective are a little bit more compressed. But this is where the use of the technology capabilities from the Priority business and other potential future targets that we as Halfspace know and have worked with, that is where margins can be improved on the marketing side as well, by deploying sort of better platform technology solutions onto the marketing services. So, you know, both sides, if you look at it there, are certainly profitable. And clearly on the SaaS-based level of the model, you're looking at the deployment of high volume products at a low cost, on which it's been, you know, there's been a lot of work done on ensuring that, you know, the margins at the rate card level are protected and enshrined within the deployment of those products. And that ensures that at every level, you know, the operations of the combined group going to be driving strong margins. Clearly, there's some work to do on the product, technically, on the development side. You know, Kevin, well, that, you know, Priority is a relatively young business, so we still have plenty to do on that side on a development basis. But as we start to deploy those products on a more scalable basis, with the additional sort of sales verticals that Halfspace bring in the sport and entertainment space alongside the SMEs, then the margins across the group will improve significantly, and they will improve across those three areas that I've been talking about, both the SaaS-based products, the marketing services through better use of platforms, and the consultancy, which has always been a high margin area for the Halfspace business anyway. So we're pretty confident on the future EBITDA of the consolidated group in the fullness of time, and that's showing a really positive growth as we move forward. In terms of your second question around the moat, it's a really interesting point. I think, you know, firstly, let me just point out a couple of important things. Halfspace sector specialists, we know the sport and the entertainment sector really well, really experienced in it. We've been providing technology operations and data solutions for 7+ years. There's been a lot of change in technology over that time. We understand this sector extremely well. And so that specialism is really important to understand, because we really appreciate how data needs to be used to drive revenue growth across the kind of clients that we work with. And understanding that ecosystem is kind of really important. The data that we collect from a Halfspace perspective for our clients, it's our clients' data. They own it. We are the processor of that data, essentially. But clearly, our ability to put that data into really strong marketing and commercial growth for them gives us a natural moat for the business, because we're helping these companies make a better use of the data that they've got and that they're able to collect, and the way that the technology integrates to provide that. And that is a complex and sophisticated solution. So that knowledge gives us a really good moat across, you know, that particular sector.
Good.
But I think it is important to make that point from a Priority perspective. You know, looking at the types of AI, platform-based AI solutions that we are delivering, you know, we're using a multitude of different technology platforms to create what are very cost-effective solutions to the customers that we are working with and the clients that we will be operating with. And, you know, therein, that affordability, that ability to be able to take structured and unstructured data from the customers that we work with and organize it for them better so that they can automate their insights to provide operational efficiency at a really cost-effective product level, that is, you know, in essence, the moat that is there. We are really helping those customers with their growth solutions by better organizing their data and then ensuring that they can automate the analytics of that data. And we're doing it at a really cost-effective level. So
yeah, it's not so much cost-effective, you know, if I'm right, Rory. It's not so much cost-effective as, you know, these people are taking this service and actually making a profit from you taking this service. And, you know, they should add to their bottom line more than it costs them to actually do the service after a period of time. Is that fair to say?
But the products that are being offered to them are extremely, extremely efficient. So that's what I mean by cost effective. It's you're right. They're able to make use of this technology at a really low cost base to them as an SME to improve their operational efficiencies, and that will drive them revenue. So in that sense, yes, it's a very efficient product.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. It's Friday afternoon after all, so I hope we all enjoy our weekends. In terms of going forward, hopefully we'll speak to you soon. You know, you mentioned all these other names, and I presume that some of that stuff is ongoing with Aston Villa, Brentford, and various other organizations. Whether we can name them or not is another matter in the future. But yeah, look forward to speaking to you again, Rory, and here's hoping that the revenue is not 1 million, but 5 million within a short period of time.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Very good to speak to you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.